Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the KFH hotline brought to you by Twin Peaks. Therefore, you're taking at 869-1240 Twin Peaks east of 21st and Rock. West at Ridge and Tap, Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views. Albrocht and Hurdle with you on a Wednesday. Brian Haney coming up in about 10 minutes or so. I got to tell you, Jacob, I thought KU took a step backwards last week. I don't want to put too much into it because it's a crawl before you walk kind of thing. Crawl before you stagger. I don't care how you put it. You can put it any way you want. I saw a Kansas team that backed up last week, and that bothered me. So that'll be my first query for Brian Haney out of the gate is, dude, what did we see last weekend? Because I'd seen them at least take some incremental steps forward. Gave it all back against Baylor, or maybe Baylor took it away. I don't know.
Well, the second half really too, because it was just 14-7 at half. I mean, they were hanging, right. And then it just they got outscored 31-0 in the second half to Baylor.
It was brutal.
Maybe we see more out of Baylor this year than my expectations for them, but ugh.
Yeah, pretty bad. Davis Mills, everybody. He's going to get the start for the Texans against Carolina tomorrow. Tyrod Taylor out with a hamstring. To the Texans' credit, they're not trying to do anything with Deshaun Watson. Has he played his last game in Houston, by the way?
I would think so.
That that's done. They're going to play out, obviously, the legal as they should. But I would say that his time as a Houston Texan has come to an end. I wonder, Jacob, if his time in the NFL has potentially come to an end. Maybe that's overstating the question, but I'm starting to wonder a little bit about it. Certainly, he's not going to play football this year. I think that probably goes without saying. We're not even going to get to a lot of the legal questions that he faces right now. What until February, I guess, for most of it. So that continues to be a very interesting story just in terms of football. What will happen with Deshaun Watson? Don't know.
He'll get traded.
Right.
Whether or not he is out of legal trouble is the part we don't know. That's mm-hmm. what makes it so hard. We don't even know if he's going to be allowed to play. That's what, and you know, I don't think there's any decisions that need to be made right now. You just let it play out. What the Texans, he's made it clear he doesn't want to play there, but the Texans aren't just going to, you know, let him go. They're not going to just get rid of him for nothing. And I would imagine most teams that would be interested need to wait and see that the legal situation plays out. Right.
Yeah.
So it's not, I mean, there's nothing unusual about what's playing itself out. And why, if you're the Texans, would you even think about it at this point? I mean, what do you have to gain by playing Deshaun Watson?
Nothing at all. I mean, Absolutely nothing.
You could win games, but what does it say to the team when this guy doesn't want to be a part of it? And what does it say to the community when something like this is going on.
Right.
You just, it's a lose-lose situation for Houston to put him out there. It's odd to say this. I think Houston's handled it about perfectly.
About as well as they possibly could. I mean, they've handled the situation well.
Once this thing sorts itself out, if it sorts itself out in your favor, good for you. We're going to trade you at that point. Until then, you're just going to sit here. And that's it. I mean, I suppose there's a situation where they could have a series of injuries where they kind of have to play him, I guess. But, you know, I don't know.
I wonder what the rate of return for these kinds of goods are. And we've seen plenty of illustrations in the NFL. Talent wins, right? If you can help a football team, transgressions can be overlooked. Now, the legal process here will play out. And there is plenty to be sorted out. But I wonder what the rate of return for Deshaun Watson. We know what it would have been previous to all of this, to all of this situation that finds himself in. But I wonder now.
If he's absolved of his legal situation, I think the rate of return would be immense.
Yeah, then you're going to get a full boat of return. But I don't know.
And I think that's what the Texans are waiting on. They'd rather have that than to trade him for pennies on the dollar. If it sorts itself out, just remember what Matthew Stafford got and what some of these other quarterbacks who've been traded command on the open market. I mean, it's a lot.
No question. Absolutely. All right. We'll turn our attention towards college football, the Big 12 in particular, and specifically the University of Kansas, as Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, is on the clock, courtesy of our friends from Mattress Hub, and we will be back in just a moment. Let's get into it. KU football in the aftermath of their game with Baylor and where they go moving forward as we continue here on a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.